Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let me set up my view here. There we go. Get to see some beautiful faces. So I'm going to give you walking meditation instructions. And even if you have a walking practice, I encourage you to stay and just absorb the instructions. Just helping orient the mind, helping orient your body, your heart toward this practice. The Buddha encouraged us to be mindful in all of our postures, when standing, when sitting, when lying down, even when going to the bathroom. So, and I'll add, even walking into your room, when sitting on your bed, when going into the kitchen for your yogi job, chopping the veggies. So just this continuity that we can cultivate is pretty powerful for our practice. So actually switching between postures, this alternating between stillness and movement, sitting and walking, is very supportive for our minds and our bodies. And if you stay attentive, attuned to what's happening, might witness some things in the mind and the body, and it can be kind of fun and uplifting even when we're awake in this way to our present moment, observing the phenomenon going on inside of us. So it's Marilyn was really encouraging us to practice with the breath today, and some of us that will be very easy, some of that us will find that a little different. But one thing you can do if you're really working on that breath is you can be aware of your body moving and your posture as you're feeling your breath, as you're feeling your breath move through your whole body. And I want to invite you to kind of maybe set the intention at the end of a walking period, when you're getting near the end of a walking period. Really try and set an intention to staying aware as you move and transition, moving from the movement in the walking path, which I'll say more about in a minute, to moving your body back toward your meditation posture, stillness. But just trying to stay aware and awake as your body is navigating from space to space. Sustaining it all the way through to sitting back down into a posture of stillness. And then just lingering there and noticing what happens as you come back into stillness. If walking is not a practice that's accessible to you, there are other forms of movement meditation. And you can bring that up in your practice discussions if you need some guidance on that. The formal walking meditation instructions include the invitation to pick a spot where you do your walking practice, and ideally you return to the same spot whenever possible, sort of keeping things simple. So you don't have to do a lot of choosing and deciding between sitting and movement or stillness and movement. And what we want is about 20 plus or minus steps in one direction. Coming to the end of the path, pausing, breathing, mindfully turning, pausing again, and then walking back. So we stop and pause at each end, and the pause helps us recollect, bringing the mind more fully into the present with the body. This invitation to never let the mind get ahead of the body, and this pausing at the end helps that kind of coming back together again if we drift off from each other. And as you move, the invitation is to pay particular attention to your sensations in your legs and feet. And as will happen, your mind will drift off. And if that happens, you can just pause, stop, and relax. Actually, just it's an opportunity to just notice where the mind is going. Take it in, let it be received. know where you need to go. Your awareness is already back again. You're knowing. And then just, you'll find that the awareness will come back into the feet and the legs and feel the foot and the sensation. Then as you begin moving, feel the weight on the ground, the lifting and the alternating to the other foot. If you find yourself wandering a lot, it can be helpful to do a noting practice. This is optional. The mental noting can just help us kind of help the mind and body sync and track. So in a very kind of, well, you can play with the intensity of the tone and the maybe forming the words more fully in the beginning and then just a softening as things progress. And you might try saying lifting, moving, and placing. And if that feels like too much, you might just say stepping. So this is noting practice, right? It can be an extra support. Another thing to be aware of as you're walking is the pace. And so when you come to your walking path, you want to probably start going a little bit slower than you would normally walk. Sometimes a lot slower. And rarely, but sometimes also faster. And how do we know what the pace should be? The way we know is by the pace that stays with our mindfulness, the pace that helps us take in and stay with the movement, helping the mind not get ahead of the body. And then there's finding a walking path. So if you're at home, hopefully you've kind of figured that out. And if you haven't, do it today and now. Maybe you want two options, one inside and one outside. If you're at IRC, there's no walking in the meditation hall itself, but pretty much anywhere else is open. There's a walking meditation hall right next to the sitting hall. And if you walk in there, walk the short distance, not the long way, so more people can stand in there together. There are a lot of little paths. There's some that are even just short, truncated paths designed just for this practice on the grounds. And then there are many little paths in the garden and all the way around IRC. There is one perimeter path that sort of goes on the very outer edge all the way around. And in general, it might be good to save that path for more faster walking practice. But you can also walk in the driveway, around the circle, wherever it feels most supportive for you. And as you do this practice, I hope you'll enjoy it and stay close to anything that comes up, including it all, being receptive, and also taking in the goodness here. There's so much goodness. So may you cultivate stability of mind and body today. May you receive the gifts of well-being from this practice, you know. So I'm going to bring up this flotation device, this maybe this inner tube idea, this raft. And again, as we stay close and are aware, it's like we're inflating our rafts. We're supporting the buoyancy of our mindfulness. So may you trust this practice, trust the schedule, and be supported by your raft of awareness as you move through your day with mindfulness. Thank you.